It took 80 days for Serena Dufault to hike across our state, following the path of the Arizona Trail. Sometimes she was alone and sometimes she traveled with friends, but the goal was always the same: to raise awareness about the ongoing fight against fibromyalgia. Next, Christopher Conover tells us more about Serena's story.
Fibromyalgia is a chronic pain disorder that, according to Lynn Matayana, the president of the National Fibromyalgia Association, is often difficult to diagnose.
When you receive a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, sometimes it's daunting to know that this is going to be a part of your life forever. And you usually have chronic widespread pain all throughout every single part of your body. It can cause sleep disturbances, memory problems, and a whole host of different symptoms.
Tucson resident Serena Dufault is one of 10 million people who suffers from fibromyalgia.
I've had fibromyalgia since I was diagnosed in 1998, and it was as a result of being hit by a car while I was walking across the street in 1997. And with me, it was a lot of pain, fatigue, kind of like having the flu, but a flu that doesn't go away for months.
But the fibromyalgia didn't stop her. In fact, she decided to hike the entire 800-mile length of the Arizona Trail to raise awareness about the condition.
Since I've had fibromyalgia, I thought that it would be a good thing to combine this to show that there is hope after a diagnosis and that I could share my journey with other people that might be struggling.
The Arizona Trail stretches from the Mexican border near the Huachuca Mountains all the way to Utah. Serena has a job in Tucson, so she didn't hike nonstop. She'd hit the trail for as many as 5 days at a time, and then come home to check in with her husband and her job. And then after some time at home, she'd head back out on the trail. Of course, hiking for days at a time alone is a memorable experience. But she says people she met along the way gave her some of her best memories.
It was a strange day because it was both one of my most difficult days and one of my most rewarding days. I was going from Grass Shack Camp up to Manning Camp, and it was a pretty significant elevation change, several thousand feet. And I looked at my altimeter and I saw that I had several thousand feet left to go. And I just broke down. I couldn't take it. I thought, you know, this is just, it's too much. I ended up taking a break, calling my husband. I had cell phone reception, thankfully, at the time. He gave me a little pep talk and I made my way up the mountain. And when I got to the top of the mountain, I met Ross Knox. He was mule packing up there, supplies up to Manning Camp. And he was the lead mule packer in the Grand Canyon for 16 years. And so he just had some of the most amazing stories. I got to share a fire with him and, you know, just swap stories all evening. And so the most difficult day ended up being one of the most rewarding as well.
Throughout her journey, Serena took pictures and blogged about her experiences, and she also posted videos on her website.
I'm in Cottonwood Canyon. It's just gorgeous. Super lush and green. The noises that you hear are frogs calling to each other. I saw them earlier. They're pale white, and they make a lot of noise.
And those online expressions brought lots of comments.
One of my favorite comments that I got several times on my website was that I had inspired somebody to take up some sort of physical activity, and or to had inspired somebody that maybe fibromyalgia wasn't, you know, what they were experiencing then wasn't always what they were going to be experiencing.
National Fibromyalgia Association President Matayana says anyone who completes an 800-mile hike is amazing. The fact that Serena has fibromyalgia makes the feat even more incredible.
We want people to know that you can get better. And sometimes you even can beat the odds and do something incredible like what she did. But we want people to not beat themselves up if they're not at that place or if they are just slowly getting up out of bed even, because that's oftentimes where people with fibromyalgia find themselves, just barely able to even get up out of bed every day.
Serena finished her hike in Oracle State Park with a group of family and friends. They celebrated the conclusion of the 800-mile trek with champagne and strawberries. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.